Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. You will be very pleased to know, if you follow me on Instagram, that my microphone is now sorted so I can bring you more content. And today's episode, we're going to be looking at why fear stops us from achieving our goals. But we're not just going to be talking about fear, we're not just going to be talking about goal setting, we're going to really dig into this concept of thoughts creating realities, why we feel stuck, and how to get unstuck. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Thank you for being part of the podcast family. I love it so much when people reach out and say that they're interested in the content, they're loving the episodes. It really means so much. So if you're enjoying this episode and you want to send me an email, feel free to send one to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. Or send me a DM on Instagram. If you're not part of the Instagram family, then hop over and join us at victoria.maskell. If you ever listen to an episode and there's something I've mentioned or I've talked about a link, it will be in the show notes. Now I know, depending on which podcast platform you use, the show notes can be a little bit tricky to find. So if you've ever got any questions, send a message to either my email address or my Instagram, and I will make sure that either me or one of my team sort you out. Right, this episode, I wanted to create this because of something that happened to me recently in my business. And I had a bit of a revelation, and I was like, I bet I am not the only one. And the revelation was all about money goals. Now, you know that I love talking about money mindset and money manifestation, and it's one of my favorite topics. And this is actually how this was showing up for me. So I was working on my next, I was going to say my next quarter, but I don't think I'm cool enough to call it that. I was working on my next steps in my business, and I can't tell you what it is now, but there is something very exciting coming that I know you're going to absolutely love. All about mindset, all about manifestation. So stay tuned, keep an eye out for what that is. But as part of that, I was looking at where my business is going to go, where I'm setting goals, and it was primarily around money. And I had this fear-based revelation. And yes, I'm human, I'm a money mindset coach, hypnotherapist, all of this, but I still have limiting beliefs because mindset is a journey. And what I've come to realize is, as you up level in life, business, relationships, career, whatever, new thoughts come up. And I was sitting there and I was working on my money goals and I was working on the next steps, and I suddenly realized I was massively holding myself back, and I had this big fear-based thought. And it boiled down to, I'm really scared to set myself this higher money goal because what if I don't reach it? And I really do like to be authentic on this podcast, so I'm sharing this with you. And when I thought about this, I was like, oh my God, why am I thinking like that? And it was a real fear for me of, well, if I set that goal, if I go above and beyond the level I'm at now, What if I don't reach it? How's that going to affect my mindset? Is that going to put me right back to when I started my business? And I was like, oh, I don't want to go there. I'm in an amazing place with money mindset and I'm loving what I'm doing. And actually what was happening was I wasn't setting the goal because of a fear-based thought, you know, and this was also fear of like really diving into where I wanted to invest, where I wanted to save, where I wanted to grow, because my belief was that if I did that, it's going to highlight what I didn't have or what I, sorry, don't have right now. And my worry was, oh my God, I don't want to do that because that's going to make me feel not good enough where I am right now. And that's going to lower my vibration. And as I said, when I was doing this task and generally, I'm in an amazing place. I feel so good and so happy with how things are going. So it kind of didn't make sense, but it was a fear of not wanting to look to the future for fear of not valuing or not enjoying or not being happy with what I had now. So fear of thinking about setting that higher money limit, which meant that I didn't actually consider it and didn't allow myself to work on it and get into that vibration. So that is where this episode came from. Now, obviously, I am starting to talk in this example about money mindset, but through this episode, I'm going to give you different ways that this might be showing up for you. And it might be that you haven't even realized it. Awareness is such a powerful tool. When we're aware of our thoughts, aware of our feelings, aware of our own limits and fears, we can start to work with them and work around them and change things. So if you are listening to this episode and go, oh my gosh, I'm doing this and I didn't even realize, don't worry, because you've actually done the first step by listening to this and actually becoming aware of it. So that's amazing. So what is a fear? What is fear? So number one, if anyone ever says to you, I will help you completely remove all fear in your life, unless they are a neurosurgeon who is going to remove the amygdala, which is one of the fear-based centers of the brain, that is not a thing, okay? Fear is human. Fear is normal. Fear is very protective at a baseline level. But what tends to happen to us is we attach to these fears to a level where it starts becoming all-consuming. So it becomes a, I can't take action because of this fear. And we start to clutch onto fear as something super real and super tangible. When actually, and this is one of the questions I asked myself, I was like, right, Victoria, what is this fear? I was like, well, okay, it's just a thought. It's a thought that I'm thinking, no one else is making me think it. And because no one else is making me think it, that has to mean it's in my control, at least to some level. And I then started thinking, so what is actually stopping me from making that next level of money in my business or taking my business to that next level? And I was like, oh, it's me. I'm the one stopping myself. I'm the one limiting myself. It's not something real. It's not something tangible. It's not an actual reason or an actual block. It is just my thoughts. And when I realized that, I was like, wow, okay. Okay, so this is something that is within my control. Does that mean I can instantly go, oh, okay, I won't think those fearful thoughts then? No, it doesn't work like that. So if you're thinking like, something based on your career or your family or moving country or travel, I'm not suggesting that you're just having to go, oh, well, I realize it's fear now, so I can completely get rid of it. But what is important is realizing that thoughts aren't the same as truths. Thoughts aren't the same as evidence. But because our thoughts are so powerful, when they're linked to fear, which is a really strong emotion, we believe them to a greater degree. And when we think a thought, when we have a belief, we have a program, particularly if it's in our subconscious mind, so anything linked to safety, money is often linked to safety, anything linked to being loved, supported, taken care of, which again is a different form of safety, that is massively linked to money. Love and money are very, very closely linked. when we have those kind of fear-based thoughts, they're prioritized by the subconscious because safety is always going to come above other thoughts. So they're ingrained, they're strong, they're reinforced. And the problem is because they bring up this scary emotion, we attach to them. We play out the little journey of, oh, okay, so if I set this next business goal and I don't meet it, that's going to mean I'm bad at manifesting, and that's going to mean I'm not going to be successful, and that's going to mean I'm never going to have success in my business, and that's going to mean people are going to think I'm not good enough, and etc, and etc, 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 and it just spirals. Have you ever had that feeling? Doesn't have to be to do with money, but have you ever noticed a fear and seen it take over? So it might be something like, oh, okay, well, I'll go to that job interview. Oh, but what if I say something silly? Oh, and then what if they ask me a question I can't answer? And then what if they question why I've even applied for this job? And what if I look like a total fool? And then what if I lose my current job because they hear about it? Do you see what I mean? It just absolutely spirals from one small thought. So how do you go to that next level with money? So you decide what the next level is. And you get to choose this. You get to choose. There isn't a set rule. There are no shoulds. We feel there are. We feel like, oh, well, I should be doing this at this time in my career. I should be doing this at this age. I should be earning a certain amount of money. But when you break that down, that's just a belief and an expectation and society and culture and probably some programming that you developed when you were far younger that's outdated now and isn't actually what you think and believe. So step one, decide what that next level with money is. Step two, give that next level a purpose. So particularly with money, rather than just saying more money or £10,000 or £1 million or £100,000, it's about where that energy is going to go. So is that to build a retirement fund? Is that for an amazing holiday? Is that to feel comfortable every single month that your bills are paid, that you are safe, and that you have some money to put into a play account or a fun account? The next step, feel into having that now. So allow yourself to go into that mindset of what would it feel like? So in that example I just gave, what would it feel like every single month to have that knowledge and that understanding that there is plenty of money, all the bills are paid, everything is covered, money's going into savings, and that you have money that you can use in any way you want? So in the UK, in the last kind of week, shops have opened up again. So Primark is a big shop in the UK. If you live in a different country and you haven't heard of Primark, it is a little bit of a haven for clothes. And actually they do homeware and they do beauty. They pretty much do everything. And for a lot of people, they were very, very excited about Primark opening up and going back to that shop. So one of your next levels with money might be to make an income or have money flowing in. So there is always a pot of money that you can spend however you like. And that might be doing a haul in Primark. That might be investing in your education. That might be investing or putting towards a new car or business premises or just a savings fund. But get into that feeling of having that now. What would you be doing? What would you be saying? What would you be thinking? And then the next step is take actions from that place. So it's happening. It's a definite. It's certain. It's coming into my life. It's coming into my reality. So what would I do if I knew that was a certainty? So you're basically thinking like it's a definite for you. Far removed from where I started, where I was sort of thinking, oh, I'm not even going to let myself consider what the next level would be out of fear. I'm now saying, okay, if this was a definite, if this was certain, if I was 100% going to achieve this goal, how would I feel? What would I be doing? How would that change things? What emotions is that bringing up? And you're setting that intention. Now, if we then think about like why don't we go to that next level with money? Or why don't we achieve those goals that we dream about, that we think about? And there's a number of reasons for this, but the first one I would say is we're too scared. We're too scared to set that intention because we're fearful of what if it doesn't happen? And if I've set the intention, the fear is, well, I've asked for it. I've decided, I've let myself dream. And if it doesn't happen, then that's worse. If it doesn't happen, I am worse off. And we never want to be worse off. That's another thing our mind doesn't want. Now, here's the thing. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that everything starts with a thought. Whatever device you're listening to this podcast on, that device was once a thought. It was thought energy. It was an idea. It was literally an intention. So how can something happen if we don't think about it? Let me ask you that again. How can something happen if you don't think about it? So if you don't think about the holiday you want to go on, or the career you want to have, or the amount of money you want to make in your business, how can it happen for you? How can you set the universe or people or actions in motion if you don't allow yourself to even think about it? Because we're stopping it happening because we're so worried that if we think about it and then it doesn't happen, we're going to feel worse. When it is actually that very process of not thinking about it that's preventing it from happening. Now, I hope I haven't completely tied you in knots there, but as you know from my other episodes, everything starts as a thought. Energy is in thought, and that energy leads to momentum, leads to ideas, it programs our reticular activating system, we start seeing opportunities, we start changing our vibration, and that's how we manifest. So when we're fearful, like I was when I was doing this activity, I was actually being the reason why the goal wasn't manifesting because I was thinking that if I thought about it, the goal wouldn't manifest. Does that make sense? Now, if we break it down to the actual fear though, what actually is it? What is a fear? Right, it's a thought. Okay, what's a thought? It's some neural activity. It's an electrical message sent between two neurons, two brain cells. It's a what if, and it's a potential. So crucially, it's something that isn't a real thing yet. But the feeling it creates in our bodies feels really real. If you've ever had anxiety or nerves before an interview or an exam or speaking on a stage or performing or something, you'll know that anxious feeling. That feels really real. And if you're in that feeling and someone says, oh, it's not real, you'd kind of want to slap them around the face and say, I beg to differ, it really is real. But that anxiety, that nervous feeling, that tension, the sort of, don't think that thought, don't go there feeling is so real that we resist it. And by resisting it, we're stopping ourselves from exploring the idea. So exploring the goal. So I've set myself a goal to really, really dig into my next level money mindset, to really explore where I'm still holding myself back, where I've kind of got comfortable in my current state, and actually I'm sort of letting fear hold me back, because we're always up leveling, we're always expanding, new limiting beliefs come up, but we just get better at recognizing them and quicker at using the tools and techniques to work through them. So what comes up as a really big limiting belief can be a, oh, I'm aware of this. How am I going to shift it? I'm going to do this, this, and this. And it's gone within a matter of hours or minutes even, rather than being something that festers and keeps us stuck and keeps us frustrated. So what are your current goals? What are you holding yourself back from maybe? Where are you letting fear dictate how you're up-leveling, how you're expanding? And let me give you an example that's something different to money. So maybe in your career, does the idea of imagining yourself with that promotion actually fill you with fear? Because then you'd feel like your current position would be lacking or boring, or maybe it would make you feel like your current salary, that's quite hard to say, current salary wouldn't feel enough. And then you'd feel dissatisfied, but in a position where you couldn't change things instantly, so you'd feel worse off. Do you feel that you almost should ignore the goals or ignore the dreams or the ideas and just focus on being happy now? Because why can't you have both? This is so, so key, so crucial. Why can't you be happy now and also be so excited for the next level? Because thinking about earning more money doesn't have to mean what you're earning now is bad or wrong or lacking or not good enough. Now, as you probably know, I work with people in all different kind of aspects of their life and their mindset. So this might be money. It might be a money goal. It might be a business goal. It might be to start your business. And you might be thinking, oh, I don't even want to think about that because it's going to make staying in my 9-to-5 for a period of time harder. Maybe this is something more personal, like wanting to start a family or wanting to find a partner or get married or travel. Or maybe this is even things like possessions, like you really, really want to change your car, but you're worried that when you start thinking about the car you want, it's going to make you feel more frustrated in the current car you're in now. Maybe it's a laptop. Maybe your laptop right now is so slow but you can't allow yourself to think about investing in the next model or the next version because it would just remind you how slow your current one was. Well, why can't you, or let me phrase that in a different way. What if you can be happy with both? What if you can be happy now, so with that car, with that laptop, with that current relationship, in your current life, making the money you're making, and let yourself think about how wonderful it would be to reach that next goal and achieve that next step? And I actually think there's another important point in here that actually when you let yourself dream and you let yourself think about the goal and imagine it, you might come to the realization that it's not actually for you. Maybe there've been things that you think you should have, or you should be, or you should be doing. And actually the idea of not having them has made you feel lacking. And I think this comes up a lot in business in terms of, you know, I should have so many followers. I should make so many sales. I should have a certain amount of money. Or in careers, you know, oh, I'm such and such an age now, I'm meant to be in this position. But what if you don't want that position? And what if it's only when you're allowing yourself to set goals that you're like, oh, I don't want this. I felt like I wanted this, but actually when I allow myself to visualize it, dream about it, think about it, it doesn't feel right. Because not all goals are for everyone. When I talk about money mindset with my clients, I'm like, right, well, what do you want to make? And I'm asking them a question that I want them to tell me their real answer, not their fear-based answer, not a sort of, oh, I'd love to make 2K a month, because the idea of 50K a month actually fills them with dread and they think, oh my God, I would never make that. And if I set that goal, I'll be so upset when I don't make it. But also not, I want to make 100K, because they think they should, because they think that's what society says is success. It's really got to come from what you actually want. And different people in different cultures, in different times of their lives, feel different pressures. So what if you allow yourself to dream, to set goals, and then you might come to realize that actually there's zero pressure because these things don't light you up. They're not for you. They're not what you really wanted. But you can only find that out when you ask the questions and when you start to think about it. So just to reiterate that bit, we're not talking about a fear-based perspective of not wanting to imagine them in case they might not happen or in case you feel lacking or not enough as a result, but actually from a place of choice and a place of authenticity and just deciding what feels right for you. And what might feel right for you right now might be different in 6 months, a year, 10 years, but it's about working out what that is for you now. So without allowing yourself to imagine yourself with these goals, you'll never know. You'll never actually uncover what is right for you. And that feeling feels like being stuck, it feels like being frustrated, feeling kind of pushed and pulled and just not knowing which direction to go in. And then what we do, because this is our usual strategy, and I've definitely done this, we do nothing. We kind of adopt the ostrich technique. And if you haven't taken my money mindset quiz, I think it's in the link in my Instagram bio. Money personality quiz. One of the money personalities is the ostrich, the person who buries their head in the sand, the person who distances themselves from the idea of having money or not having money. They don't check their bank accounts regularly. They don't set themselves goals. They're just like, I don't want to think about it. If I bury my head in the sand, it'll all just sort itself out. And it feels stuck and frustrating because we're not making choices and we're not following the path of what we actually want, either through fear or through just a feeling of, I'm just not even going to think about it, because if I don't think about it, it'll all be fine. So let me draw this together then by saying, where are you feeling that stuck feeling? Where are you feeling a push-pull? Like, one minute you're like, oh, I really, really want to think about that goal or that next step or that money mindset, but no, I won't, because that might make me feel unhappy in the now. Where are you not allowing yourself to consider what is possible for you? Where are you using fear as a way to not think about taking yourself to the next level in your career, money, relationships, business? So these are kind of three key areas that you can journal on. I'm just going to repeat those for you. So if you're somewhere where you want to write this down, just quickly pause the podcast, grab a pen, grab some paper, or the notes section in your phone. Here are the questions. Where are you feeling stuck right now? Where are you not allowing yourself to consider what's possible? And where are you using fear as a way to not think about taking yourself to the next level? Now, that second question, where are you not allowing yourself to consider what's possible for you? Remember, just considering something doesn't mean you have to do it. You're just thinking, you're just dreaming, you're just asking yourself questions about what feels good and what feels right for you. Now, if this has kind of brought up ideas or concerns and you're like, oh, I think I really need some help with this, then please reach out. If you want to contact me via email, it's victoria@victoriamaskell.com, or send me a DM on Instagram. I am more than happy to talk about what it would look like for me to support you with this. But I hope it's given you food for thought. I hope you're now going to smash through those goals and really work out what feels good for you and not let fear hold you back. I am going to see you all very soon in the next episode. Any comments or questions, please get in touch and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.